Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, August 14th. I'm Mark Daniels. Milwaukee Brewers having a devil of a time with the last place Chicago Cubs at Wrigley. Cubs win for the second straight night, 4-2 the final. Kyle Loesch got touched for two runs in the first inning, and it got worse in the third when Javier Baez led off with a home run. This youngster hitting the first of his career at Wrigley.
Feels great. I mean, I hit the ball pretty good, and as soon as I hit in there, everybody went crazy, and I mean, I knew it was gone because I hit it really good.
And then Anthony Rizzo followed that up with his 27th of the season. Back-to-back shots, Rizzo's landed in the basket out in right field.
Threw a first pitch or second pitch to Javi. It was a homer, and I was kind of just fed off the energy of the crowd right there. Went up there, it was probably a ball, but I just went down and got it, and luckily got it up high enough.
And Loesch's night was done after three innings. He had to leave the game with a sore ankle. He tweaked it in his only at-bat of the night, but Loesch says it's been bothering him for a while.
It happened back in St. Louis. I was able to make the adjustments, make pitches, get through L.A. and today. Didn't feel right from the start, and then kind of tweaked it, trying to check that swing. And then, from there, I just can't push off the way I want to.
Led by Marco Estrada, the rest of the bullpen shut the Cubs out the rest of the night, but Milwaukee could not score against winning pitcher Tsuyoshi Wada until the seventh inning when Ricky Weeks and Martin Maldonado hit back-to-back home runs. Manager Ron Renicki says Wada kept us down.
I think it surprised us. I think his fastball surprised us. I know the first inning, our guys were all of them were behind the ball. So somewhere he's got a little more life than what you think. I don't know. I think we get in these little funks, and I don't know if it's how much it has to do with the pitching we're facing.
Wrapping up the four-game series Thursday afternoon, Mike Fiers facing Edwin Jackson. The Brewers 66-55. Their lead in the NL Central still a game and a half because the Detroit Tigers beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-4. Nick Castellanos with a home run and an RBI triple. The St. Louis Cardinals, though, pick up a game on the Brewers by beating the Miami Marlins 5-2. They are now only two games back as Justin Masterson went seven innings, allowed just three hits, but said, "I didn't do it alone."
I mean, the best thing about it was, guys played extreme defense out there. I mean, that's when we're going good, we get some ground balls, and all the guys out there are doing great. I mean, Karp was catching some ones over there at third base, making great throws over to Mattier over there at first, and those are the type of things that helped me to do well and helped the team to do well.
San Diego Padres beat the Colorado Rockies 5-3 to complete a sweep. Rockies put all-star shortstop Troy Tulowitzki on the disabled list for the remainder of the year. He's going to have surgery to repair a torn labrum. He leads the major leagues in hitting at .340. Atlanta knocked off the Dodgers 3-2. Washington over the Mets 3-2. Asdrubal Cabrera with a home run in the top of the eighth. In the American League, the Twins beat the Astros 3-1. Baltimore, a 5-3 winner over the Yankees. Tampa Bay hammered the Rangers 10-1. And a couple of division leaders going at it. Kansas City shuts out Oakland 3-0. Jason Vargas with a complete game three hitter against the team with the best record in baseball. That was huge.
To say is it a big series for us to win? They all are, but when we're playing the other teams, that are going to have a chance down the line. It's a big deal.
The Indians and Diamondbacks split a doubleheader. Cleveland winning the opener 3-1. D-backs take the nightcap 1-0 in 12. And it was the Angels over the Phillies 4-3. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers beat Clinton 6-2. In the Midwest League, Clint Coulter driving in three. Rattlers are 29-22 in the second half, just one game off the West Division lead. And they are two games up for the West Division wildcard spot with 19 games to go. They'll wrap up that series with Clinton on Thursday evening. Sheboygan A's open up the Northeast Wisconsin League Championship Series at Menasha against the Macs. Game one in the best of three. Game two will be back at Wildwood 7:30 on Friday night. Game three, if necessary, back in Menasha on Saturday afternoon. A's going for their first ever Northeast Wisconsin League Championship. Green Bay Packers wrapping up their training camp week and moving out of the St. Norbert College dorms on Thursday after a feisty finish. Head coach Mike McCarthy got his players wound up in meetings before they took the field, and that energy spilled over into several fights and one huge brawl at practice that also had two coaches, Winston Moss and James Campen, getting into each other's face. Did Coach McCarthy say anything to the squad about the behavior after the workout?
It was a practice that we needed. There's some challenges that that needed to be met. And, you know, we probably had too much extracurricular activity. But it was a physical practice. And, you know, I'll look at the video. But I think we got done what we needed to get done today.
General Manager Ted Thompson met reporters on Wednesday. Did not want to talk specifics about the trade of Jarrell Worthy to the New England Patriots, reportedly for a seventh-round pick if Worthy makes the roster. Hasn't practiced in camp this year because he injured a disc in his back while weight training before training camp opened. Blew out his ACL at the end of his rookie season. Took almost a full year to recover. Second-round pick that Thompson traded up to get played in only 16 games with the Packers before washing out.
You stumble and fall from time to time. You do what you think is the right thing for the team, and sometimes it doesn't work out.
Packers will head to St. Louis for their second preseason game on Saturday afternoon. Second week of the preseason kicks off Thursday night with the Chicago Bears hosting Jacksonville. Milwaukee Bucks, regular season schedule coming out. They will open October 29th on the road at Charlotte. First home game for new head coach Jason Kidd will be on Halloween against Philadelphia. Bucks will take on the champion San Antonio Spurs at the Bradley Center in March, and they'll play the New York Knicks in London in January. First overseas game in franchise history. And Tiger Woods is withdrawing from Ryder Cup consideration. He informed Captain Tom Watson that his back just needs more time to heal. Ryder Cup, September in Scotland. Woods plans to resume his tournament schedule in December if he can. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.